Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The days are evil. Some days that feels like a bit of an understatement. Wars, Ukraine and Russia, now Israel and Hamas. Violence, like the shooting in Lewiston, Maine last night, leaving 22 dead, several dozen wounded. Hatred that fills the airwaves, fills the social media channels. Hatred in words, hatred manifesting in deeds, disorder, the breakdown of families, the confusion of genders, the rejection of any sort of objective truth. The days are evil. And so too are the men who live in these days. But it's not just humanity that is evil, as if somehow if we poof, all disappeared, the world would suddenly be this wonderful, perfect place. Now the whole of creation, everything that God spoke into being, everything God sustains with his ongoing speech, is being crushed under the weight of sin. Man, woman, child, mountain, cloud, ocean. Everything subjected to futility. Not willingly, but because of him, that is Adam, who subjected it. Corrupted, infected with original sin, nothing and no one is as it or they should be, but are fallen, imperfect, evil. In some ways, the wickedness of the day is obvious, painfully so, but only in part. Pain and death, they still strike us. An affront to life, that precious gift from God. We know fundamentally, animalistically, just as a created thing, that pain and death and sadness, these are not good. To put it simply, we don't like that. But the totality of the wickedness, of the corruption, is unseen, because our conscience too has been corrupted, weakened, perverted by this sin. We are as those who were set in darkness, unable to see, groping about in the dark, seeking and searching, all too often wholly unaware of what we seek. And that's the context that St. Paul introduces our reading today with. As ones who walked in darkness, who dwelled in a land of deep darkness. He's speaking in the context of Christ, the light of the world. For anything that is in darkness is invisible to you and I. Before the Holy Spirit called us by the gospel out of that darkness, the darkness that pervades and persists for so many people, we could not see how truly wicked and evil this world is, groping and seeking and wanting to do whatever our flesh, whatever our selfishness dictated, looking out only for me, and stumbling over one another, and stumbling into sin. But when the light of Christ shines, that which was invisible is seen. Our sin is manifest. We recognize it. The corruption of the world we now see. And truly, we should be repulsed. And so often we are. We find ourselves to be in a strange land. And we know that we have another land yet to come. A place where there is no darkness, where the light of the bridegroom shines. And we know that it is coming. And coming soon. Closer today than yesterday. Much closer than when St. Paul wrote these very words, but true, absolutely, nonetheless. And as our hymn tells us, to wake. Awake, open our eyes out of that darkness. Live in this light, for the bridegroom approaches. With absolute clarity, to see exactly, or look carefully, as he says, how we walk, that is, conduct our lives, not as unwise, but as wise, not as those who are foolish, who seek only the temporary pleasure, whatever the flesh desires, who get drunk with wine and stumble deeper into the darkness. For that is debauchery. Or maybe more literally, a fully disordered life. No, do not be unwise, but wise. Be not filled with wine, but with the Spirit. Be filled with the light. For in our baptism, that old sinful man, who loved the darkness, who knew nothing other than that darkness, went into the darkness of Christ's cave, into his tomb, and is there dead. That the new man comes out in this light to be filled with the Spirit, with the Word of God, for his Word is truth. To be able to see then and to know what the Word or the will of God is. For that will is his love. The love of God made manifest in his Son. The light that pierced into the darkness of the world. And the world sought to overcome him, but could not. And so we are filled. Filled with the love of God. Filled so much that it overflows. And it courses out from us. Not because it's what the old Adam in us wants to do, but because it's inevitably what we do, redeemed by Christ. And so even though we live in these days of darkness, in these evil days, we make the best use of the time. Or quite literally, as he says, redeem the time. We take it back from that darkness, the time we would spend indulging our selfish desires, frittering away the hours on social media, thunder-thumbing an evil response to someone who ticked us off. or seeking even worse things to be found. That time so wasted has been bought back. But the time is now for the love of God and the love of neighbor. The time that we have is short, but it's a wonderful thing. And that's why he tells us to give thanks always and for everything. And this is a hard truth. When our eyes are open to behold this world in which we live, when we know that we will be beset by the hatred, the enmity, the violence of others and of the world, but we give thanks for that too. For therein is a chance for us to be joined with Christ, to suffer as he has suffered for the sake of his name, knowing that his love overcomes the world, and knowing that even in the midst of those times, we walk as children of light, and we are the light of God, singing hymns, psalms, spiritual songs, addressing one another, addressing the world with God's own word. The apostles in those evil days, arrested, would sing and speak and preach. And in the midst of pain and trial, their witness would bear witness for Christ. The Holy Spirit working through them to call to faith those others who remain in that darkness. And so we give thanks always for what we see is the objectively wonderful and good gifts of our Lord. And we give thanks always for the hardships, for the evilness of these days. Because therein, the light of Christ needs to shine. And it does shine. Shining on us and shining through us in the love of God and the love of neighbor. It is why he says that we should submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Literally in the Greek, out of the fear of Christ. But that wonderful fear that we find in the first commandment, to fear, love, and trust in God. We know that he is our dear Father. We are his dear children. We are sons of light. We rejoice in the time he has given us, even in the midst of these evil days, to proclaim the mercies of God, the love of God, and to walk in the will of God, to love him, and to love our neighbors. So awake. Awake, for the night is flying, and the bridegroom is drawing near. And thanks be to God, for the feast is ready, and we walk to join with him. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.